Hi, I'm Colin Foley. This is my seventh reflective journal. Today we're going to be talking about interpreting and contributing to the literature and how that's important role for evidence-based practice for a clinician. So when you're interpreting or contributing to the literature, it's important to understand the key factors that go into that. Obviously, you have to have your basis for what you're looking at, just your basic statistical needs per research. Do you have a goal? Do you have an objective? Are your methods good? Is there no internal or external bias using that research? And if so, maybe you don't use it. But regardless of that, it's good to be able to interpret the literature out there, because ultimately it is our duty to have the best practice for our patients, give them the best resources that's out there that you are able to get, and go the extra mile to find that and dig deeper to get them the best potential care. So on the opposite side of contributing to literature, it's really important to give back to athletic trainers, give back to physical therapists, whomever out there in the healthcare position, profession, or maybe just a coach of this is what we found, this is how it can be applicable, and this is how it can affect your outcomes to hopefully better your scenario or whatever you're using it for. It's important that this keeps happening as we find more information, we find new things, that we can get the best potential care for as many people as possible. That's part of healthcare. Can we use what we know to better our patients, better our population, because ultimately that's what we're trying to do. Excuse me. So what does it mean to be a good consumer in the available evidence? Well, before you talk about evidence, it's good just to be a good consumer. When you're sitting there on the couch looking at a commercial, you see this weight loss program. Wow, that these people are losing weight. But you look in the bottom and you see where it doesn't really have good application externally to the typical population. So you have to be able to say, oh, you almost had me. It may work for some people, but you're not going to catch me with that. I'm not going to pay $19.99 every month to do something that is not normal. So that's where you can be a good consumer just as a regular person. So using that same concept, you have to be able to use that with evidence. If you're buying in, if you're supporting this literature, you have to be able to say, you know, that's not very good. I'm not going to use that. I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to use this on my patients. I don't like it. The outcomes don't look good, and maybe it's a little risky. You have to have that risk analysis to see, is it really worth it? And ultimately, that's how you become a good consumer. Are you able to look at that literature and be like, nope, or yes, excuse me, and be able to think to myself, yep, this is what I need to do. This is how I'm going to use it. And go from there. And sometimes you're going to be disappointed, but sometimes you may have something that is going to be a mountaintop experience for you and your patient, you and your athlete, because you became a good consumer, and due to that, you became a great clinician. Good consumer equals great clinician, because ultimately you're doing the best possible thing, best possible job, best outcome treatment, whatever you're doing for your athlete, and that's ultimately what you're there to do. So how and why should clinicians use or engage in research? Like I said, it's our duty. Our duty is to do the best potential and possible care for our athletes. So neglecting to look at new research, new JAT, new position statements, ultimately we are neglecting our job, our profession. You're hurting your profession, and you're neglecting to do the best possible thing for your athlete. That's all I have to say for today. Thank you for listening.